opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, that was an interesting way to start the year. It's so much more coming up. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Friday. No nonsense today. Let's have some fun. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports. What's going on with you, man?
Sports and stuff.
Sports and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
I had a really riveting conversation with Juggalo Trey out in the...
Yeah, I finally had to bail on that and go in the other room because it was annoying as hell.
You weren't getting anything from it?
No. I was feeling dumber by the second.
Weird.
Yeah, but...
Well, that's your loss.
No, it wasn't.
But it did give me an idea of something I would like to do with you. Because I was sort of just... I was throwing out bands to him, and then he would tell me his favorite song. And it gave me an idea of a trivia game that I could play with you, because you are very hip to a lot of hair bands and, you know, 80s rock bands.
Yeah.
And it gave me an idea. So that may be something for, I mean, obviously not today. We're
right.
A little bit busy.
Yeah, we got a little sports today.
But yeah, on a later date, we may play a rock and roll related trivia game with Fred and see how you do.
Sounds good. We got a lot of stuff to do today. We'll have our NFL against the spread. That'll be at 5:00. We do that every week. RJ Bell will join us at 5:30 as he always does. We have a Canelo versus Golovkin warm-up jacket to give away, which looks really cool because somebody here has one. We didn't get one.
I didn't get one.
No, I didn't get one either.
Who has one?
Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, he has one?
Yeah.
And it looks freaking awesome. And we're going out there and we don't get one.
He's going out there with you guys too.
Oh, is he going?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'll help because it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're having to chase people down and stuff, it can be a pain in the butt. So that'll be cool. Of course, I'm glad he gets a jacket and we don't.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
Whine about it.
Exactly. That's all you can do.
Well, what did you think of the game last night?
I will say I'm not surprised that the Chiefs won. I was surprised at the type of game that it was. I didn't think there'd be nearly the amount of scoring there was. So that did surprise me that they were able to go up and down the field like that. And, you know, I think me, like most, thought that defense was going to be better, the Patriots defense. They put a lot into it.
Yeah, they did.
And they didn't get a lot out of it. So... I think they'll get better as the year goes on. I don't think it's like, you know, the end of the world.
Yeah, this reminded me of that. I think it was a Monday night game a few years ago when the Chiefs just obliterated the Patriots, and we're like, wow, where did that come from? They still look like offensively they're a machine. When they're not beating themselves, they're going to be fine. I think it's one of those where I'm not really ready to write them off by any stretch of the imagination, but it was a really good performance by the Chiefs, and I thought Andy Reid had a really good game plan, and man, they just they took advantage of some good matchups and had some nice long sustained drives. Chiefs look pretty good. That's a good way to start the season.
They're a good team.
Someone did point out, though, the past three times the Patriots have started 0-1, they won the Super Bowl.
That's not surprising.
So, yeah, so in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean a lot, other than we won't have to listen to this talk of 16-0 all season right. long, which I thought was a little ridiculous to begin with. But that kind of snatches that bone from that dog's yep. mouth right off the bat. But, yeah, it was good to have football last night, man. I was having a blast watching that game, and was kind of kicking myself for not betting it, because I did think the Chiefs were going to cover.
Yeah, I was thinking that myself. Although, hell, if they would have gotten down 14-0 early on, who knows what would have happened.
Right.
Some just sort of questionable decisions by Bill Belichick, I think. I think they went for it a couple times on fourth down when they didn't need to.
Yeah, and kind of the play calling on those. They basically ran the same play
yep.
both times that they didn't get it. And then one series later, same situation, you kick the field goal. And it was very strange.
Odd.
Yeah, it was. And those are the kind of things that could easily change the game. If you go in and score touchdowns there, then it flips the game. It really does. So I don't think Belichick was at his sharpest last night. I don't think the Patriots were at their sharpest, but I wouldn't want to be the Saints next week, because I bet you they come back and stomp a hole in somebody.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So 713-780-ESPN. One bad note for the Chiefs. Looks like Eric Berry has a torn Achilles.
Yeah, that's a rough break, man. That's a good player. And
he was doing a nice job on Gronk last night.
Doing a nice job on Gronk. Probably should have had flags thrown at him most of the time.
But he was I hate to see that guy get hurt, man. He's such a good player. And that's going to hurt them, definitely, because he's one of those rare safeties. There's just not that many of them that can do what he does.
Yep.
But it was fun. We have football back now. It's official.
Maybe there's second thoughts on drafting a quarterback, spending a first-round pick on a quarterback, because Alex Smith looked pretty damn good last night, huh?
He did. And, he's capable of efforts like that. He's just not consistent doing it all the time. But, he looked terrific last night. Didn't miss on many passes. And I think a lot of that was just Andy Reid had a terrific game plan.
Yep.
And they executed it to a T. But I think the long-term move to go get a young quarterback you can develop, it was always supposed to be for next year or the year after. And, Alex Smith is, 33 years old now. And the real thing for the Chiefs is always going to be the playoffs, because that's been the ceiling for them. They get there, they can't get any farther. And I think that's part of the reason why they wanted someone who can throw the ball downfield and not check down every time, because in the playoffs they could use that. And I think that's what you're looking at down the road for him. But I still don't know that he's any answer. And I think when Alex Smith is your quarterback, you know what you have. You have a pretty solid guy who doesn't turn the ball over. And when he doesn't turn the ball over, they tend to win.
Yeah,
it's when he starts making mistakes and trying to force balls that they don't. And I just think when you get to the playoffs, and he's had some good playoff performances. That loss to the Colts, he went nuts in that one game. He had a real good game for the 49ers early on. So I don't know, but
I think somebody pointed it out on Twitter last night that the last time he was in San Francisco when they drafted Colin Kaepernick, he played his ass off that year before he got hurt the next year.
I mean, I guess it's not a bad point, but I just feel like, it's not like he's an old man. The guy's clearly still got some in the tank.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I just feel like if they could have added to what they've got around him, and maybe they'd be in a better spot.
Well,
but
two pieces from last night. I mean, Tyreek Hill he's not a rookie, but Tyreek Hill and Hunt helps mm-hmm. out tremendously.
Yeah.
See the statement from Craig Carton's people?
No. What are they saying?
He's adamant he's not the scumbag con artist he's being made out to be, claiming he's an innocent victim who was set up by a group of very bad people.
Okay. I totally believe that.
His rep says the Fed simply have a gross misunderstanding of what happened.
Okay.
The government's allegations against Craig Carton demonstrate a gross misunderstanding of what happened. Craig is a victim who was deceived, manipulated, and used by individuals seeking to gather assets for their own fraudulent schemes. Mm. The other guys did it.
It's always someone else.
Mm-hmm. The rep says he's a good man who is heavily involved in charity work to benefit children and police officers. Okay, that's just pure spin now. Boy. Whenever you throw that in there,
Lay it on thick, bud.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that defense. You were duped. 713-780-ESPN. D-Trent says, I like that draft app you advertise now. It's different but fun. I was playing around on that today. That's kind of a cool little deal.
Yeah.
It's very different because if you – the one thing I like about it and I mean, I like DraftKings too, don't get me wrong, but the one thing I like about it is you can't have the same team as somebody else. That's the only thing that would get frustrating. You have duplicate players.
Yeah.
And I actually won one a couple years ago, and I look up and I had to split it because somebody had the exact same lineup. And – yeah, that was it was cool, but at the same time you're like, really? And this one, there's no duplication on the players, and you just go in and draft. And I think it's I'll set some up for the listeners. We'll do some listener games here in the very near future.
Yeah, a lot of people were upset with me because I couldn't fit more people into the Pick'em League. It's just, sorry guys, I guess those things, there's 100 spots, and it is what it is. I mean, I wish I could. Wish I could fit everyone, but I just can't. So that'll maybe if you didn't get on one of those, maybe you can play on one of Fred's draft games. That's a consolation.
Yeah, we'll start setting those up next week for you, so we'll let you know about them.
All right, guys, I am stoked to have Carbach around. As we all know, Eric's coming in here all the time, and we're eventually going to be able to do some beer dinners down there at the restaurant. And if you haven't tried that restaurant, you really need to. I got some fantastic grub down there. It's not just bar food, and they've always got their best beers on tap over there. So it's always a good trip to stop by the restaurant, and it's a good time to do it as well. Carboctoberfest about to get underway September 15th through October 7th. It's a month-long celebration that features performances by Bun B, the Bright Light Social Hour, the Tauntauns, Flow Tribe, and more. Admission to the show is absolutely free, which means more money to spend on beer. And every beer that you buy at this thing is going to go towards a good cause and a good hurricane relief cause. So get on out there to Carboctoberfest sometime between September 15th and October 7th. And if you haven't been by, that's a good time to try it. Listen to some live music and enjoy some good beer. More info and the full lineup at carbockbrewing.com. And don't forget to pick up your favorite mainstay or seasonal next time you're out. It's Carbock Brewing. Swinging out of line and drifting closer in your sight, so play it out.
This is ESPN 97.5. All right, guys, got to tell you about Draft. If you love fantasy football, you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. This is just a very cool deal. It's weekly fantasy football, but it's totally different than what the other guys are doing. On Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like you do in your season-long league. So it's a draft that lasts for 1 week. There's no management. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. And drafts start every couple of minutes. You can jump on there right now. And the best part, you get to play for cash. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. No salary caps. You can play in real-life snake draft, just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. No player duplication, which is really cool. So you're not going to have the same player as anybody else because you're drafting. So come join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join the game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code SPORTS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using promo code SPORTS on your first deposit on Draft. And they are back in Texas, so you can jump in and play. Just search Draft in the app store or go to playdraft.com. And come play free with promo code SPORTS. It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Traffic's still bad out there?
610's a nightmare.
Nah. It's been a little slower than usual for me the last couple days, but it hasn't been like the first night where it took me 55 minutes to get home. It's been taking me about 30, which not bad. I'm not going to complain about that. I guess some of the beltways reopen now.
That's what I've heard. I've just been on the same stretch of beltway that I'm always on, and I haven't had any trouble there. That's between 249 and 290, but beyond that, I don't know.
I know. I think it was yesterday or the day before they started pumping, and they're doing some work on the beltway too. I guess the roads kind of eroded, And I don't know if it's open yet, where Beltway and I-10 is.
Man, that Irma's looking bad for Florida.
Oh, it's nasty.
God. And then the poor people in those islands that are going to get Jose right behind that one. Mm-hmm. Man, got a feel for people. Speaking of that, apparently people are criticizing Mark Richt for canceling the Miami at Arkansas State game.
That's an odd thing.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's Rick Neuheisel was saying it. He said, I get the safety concerns, but this is suspicious.
What's suspicious about it?
What, that he doesn't want to play Arkansas State?
I mean, that's the, yeah.
He says, you don't want to play the game. They're not making it up. To just say you're not playing, especially when it's not in Miami. If the Miami Dolphins were on the road this week, they'd be playing in the NFL.
No, they probably wouldn't, because they'd be playing in Tampa.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's no better.
I understand safety, and if I'm going to defer to the calmer and wiser heads that know the path of Irma, but this to me has looked like you don't want to play the game. Okay, I'm going to go with that as a chicken bleep take.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Because the reality is, it's not just about, oh, the game's not in Miami. It's about how do these kids get home afterwards?
Right.
I mean, and anybody who's been here for the last 2 weeks knows that, or was stuck out of town and had to try to get back. I mean, that's just insane. That's just a dumb take. And, you know, this is what, there's this whole cottage media of guys who go around quoting blowhards and making stories out of them. And it's great because Skip Bayless and Stephen A. and the Clay Travises of the world get their names out there. But people just write about them when they say something outrageous. And that's all they do is say outrageous stuff. And it gets some attention, and it's great for them. They made great careers out of it. That's all this is. Rick Neuheisel trying to get attention. It worked. Congratulations. Yep. So, you know. Yeah, X3 says, people forget that these guys have families. Yeah, this is not. And, hell, the Texans were stuck out of town after that. It was hard on them. It's just one of those things that these things affect you, not just playing the game there, but they affect your life, man. I mean, you know, you're not going to be back to normal for at least a couple weeks, probably, if then. And, you know, you need to get yourself out of there. You need to get your family out of there and not worry about a damn football game.
Yeah.
Some things are more important than that. I hate
to crazy,
say this.
Right?
I hate to say this. I don't want this to become, you know, I don't want this to be a hot take, but Fred Fowler says some things in life are more important than a damn football game. So, Brother Bear says, any definitive info about the bone suspension? And he says, northbound on Beltway to 10 is open, but southbound still closed. So, I haven't seen anything new on that, on the Jones suspension. Looks like we lost another fight, huh?
Yes. That was last night. Right after the game ended, the UFC announced that Ray Borg had gotten ill and was being pulled from the fight against Demetrius Johnson, which would have been his record-setting 11th title defense if he was able to successfully do it. And the show is going to go on, obviously. They just moved the Nunez-Shevchenko fight up to the main event. But it's not ideal because, obviously, after the McGregor-Mayweather thing, they wanted to put on a show, I feel like, that kept that momentum going.
Yeah.
So they had two title fights, and then they lost the main event. Now they've got a – I mean, not that women can't put on good shows – but now they've got an event headlined by a women's fight, and neither one of these women are what you would consider stars. You know, it's not Ronda Rousey. It's not Holly Holm. It's even Cyborg. So it's a tough thing for the UFC. That's a tough loss for them.
They've had kind of a bad run of this now. It's either somebody scratches right before the fight or somebody tests positive after almost every card right now.
Yeah.
This is not a good look, but what can you do? I mean, you can't control that stuff. The guy gets sick. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, yeah, somebody said USF canceled at UConn, too, for a good reason. Yeah, there's only two teams that are playing in Florida now. I think Florida Atlantic's at Wisconsin, and then Florida International's playing somewhere. But even those schools, man, I wouldn't
fault them if they didn't play those games.
No.
But here's the other thing. Teams like Florida Atlantic, they probably need that check.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And Wisconsin's writing you a big check, right. I'm sure.
Miami is not going to, you know, they're not going to hurt for money if they don't go to Arkansas State.
Isn't Jacksonville in Florida also? How are they playing on Sunday? They're not. They're playing here. Yeah,
which is really funny. Can you imagine? Because remember Jacksonville's owner offered to switch home dates?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they would have agreed to do that? Now this is going on.
Oh, man, that would have been a nightmare. Then what would you have done?
I don't know.
But nah, the good news is at least that area's had plenty of time to recover here. And I think it'll be fun to have a football game here in town.
I do, too.
But, you know, it's the thing is really scary. And I know that people tend to, you know, they tend to overhype these things. But when you look at the track of that thing and how much damage it could potentially do going just straight up the state, man, all the schools there need to be worried about, all the people need to be worried about is whatever's going to be safest for them. And if it means getting the hell out of there, get the hell out. If it means, hey, we're not going to play a football game, I mean, I just don't get that mindset. Oh, they just don't want to play the game. Plus, how much is your head going to be in the game when you're watching all this footage of your city being
good
destroyed?
Question.
We had that when we were in Vegas. We were struggling with that. They even focus on the show because we're seeing everything that's going to happen and all these projections and what everybody's saying. And it's like, man, we just need to get home. I mean, these are human beings, man, especially, you know, in college. They're young and impressionable. Steven said, how about Rush Limbaugh calling Irma a liberal hoax all week and then evacuating Florida today? I haven't seen anything Rush Limbaugh said in a lot of years, but no. That wouldn't shock me. Yeah. Just, Rush Limbaugh was, when he first got started, man, I don't really like anything he says, but he had an ingenious plan to basically tap into a group that felt like they were ignored, and that's how he became as big as he did. But if that's a liberal hoax, I'd run from it, too. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone call. And let's say lives are more important than anything. Friends trying to get out, and it's a 23-hour drive from Tampa to Tallahassee.
Jeez.
Normally 4 hours. Yeah, that's... And
at least they had a lot of notice with this thing.
Yeah, and hopefully the people that are told to get out are getting out. And they're also from what I understand, they're doing a pretty good job of trying to make sure the gas stations have gas as people are trying to get out of there. The problem with it is usually when there's a hurricane going into Florida, it's coming from the side. So you can go north or you can even go south. Now they got no choice. Everybody has to go north.
Yeah.
And this thing's basically just going to follow them. So... You know, we'll be keeping an eye on that. A couple other things that I wanted to get to. Did you see that the racist letter that Kevin Sumlin got?
Yeah. I think there's no place for things like that. Do you think Kevin Sumlin reads every piece of mail that shows up at his office?
Well, I think this went to his home.
Okay.
Probably not. Especially something that looks like it's handwritten. This looks like something a kid did. If you look at it.
Oh, he did get it at his home, apparently. But yeah, it does. It's. I don't know. I mean, there's a-holes. It's no surprise. And man. Guys who don't put their... don't put their name to things. I mean, what a brave soul.
Yeah. There's a lot of cowards out there. But this looks like something. It almost looks like something a kid did, which is even worse because you're starting them young.
Yeah.
Squeeze in a phone call.
But it also, I think the reason, and I'm trying to be sensitive about this. Maybe it gets publicized because it makes a guy who just blew a ridiculously big lead in a horrific fashion because it makes him more of a sympathetic figure.
I'm not going to lie. I thought the same thing.
Okay. Then I'm not the only a-hole who was
thinking
that.
You're not the only a-hole. And I bet.
Because I'm sure every coach gets hate mail after they lose big games.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And that's you usually don't see it on ESPN. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your wife doesn't usually tell people, hey, look, this showed up. So doesn't make the guy any less of a scumbag.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Or a girl. I mean, it could be a girl. But
the handwriting's pretty poor. It's probably a boy.
Yeah.
It actually looks like, I mean, that handwriting could be Juggalo Trey's easily.
Could be.
I hope Juggalo Trey wouldn't say anything like that to Coach Sumlin.
Oh, of course not.
But
no, he would just talk him to death.
And by the way, I mean, it's really poor sentence structure. It's
the penmanship sucks.
Yeah, like what? You didn't even really get much of a point across.
Yeah. You such as a coach. It looks like such, not suck.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do? You can't fix stupid.
And the best part says, please get lost, exclamation point, then starts a new sentence with or else, but there's no capital O and there's no period after else.
Or else what, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is there something?
Else I'll write another letter.
There's something written on the back?
I'm guessing this is one of our textures.
Could be.
Having seen some of the crap that some of them write.
All right, guys, we've all been waiting for it, and it's back. Football season is here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game that we all love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. So many ways to play with DraftKings. You choose between public contests to win big cash prizes or private contests. You can compete just against a group of your friends. I like the head-to-head competitions. DraftKings has a beginner and casual contest as well, so you can make sure you're playing against people of a similar skill level. The best part is you're drafting a new team every week. There's no commitment. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. It's promo code Houston to play for your shot at $1 billion this Sunday. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it, guys? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Disco says, careful, Clay Travis still has no evidence that someone didn't write that letter himself. That sounds like a Clay Travis take. And
absolutely a Clay Travis take.
Steven says, the return address is the Houston Country Club. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't put Houston Country Club as a return.
Well, that means someone from Dallas clearly
sent
that letter.
Exactly. So, all right, let's squeeze in a phone call. Matt, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Sports, fellas.
How's your baby?
She's good. I've got my little Blitzer back here, and she was singing her ABCs, and I asked her to just tone it down a little bit while we snuck in a phone call.
Appreciate that.
Apologies for that in advance. Yeah. She says hi, Fred. So I'll make it short and sweet since we've got a crying baby. Just wanted your thoughts on Georgia Notre Dame this weekend. And Fred, I know you missed me, so I'll hang up and just want to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
Do you know that baby?
I do not know that baby, I don't think. All babies sound alike to me.
Okay. I just thought maybe like that guy sounded like he knew you, so maybe I thought
he probably does. He probably does. But I couldn't hear over the baby, so I couldn't hear his voice.
That number's up to 5.5 now. I can't not take Georgia.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We had Brad Powers on yesterday. He freaking loves Georgia in that game. And I'm kind of with you on it. I think that's one I'm probably going to punch a ticket on that I hadn't originally planned to. But Georgia can run the football. And I don't think the quarterback change affects them that much. I think he looked pretty good when he came in last week. I like Georgia here. I you know what? Money line.
Okay.
I'm going to go money line Georgia. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So we got babies and we've got noise out there. What the hell was that?
Oh, Christina handing me a script for you.
Oh, okay. So Nick says, notice the stamp isn't even canceled on the letter, meaning someone just dropped it in and didn't actually mail it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how this is turning into the Zapruder letter. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Man. One thing I want to throw a positive out there that everybody's doing a lot of cool stuff, but Kelvin Sampson basically just asked athletic departments to send in some extra gear to give to people who needed clothes and stuff.
Yes.
300 boxes of stuff.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So it's not just people here. It's people around the country, and good for Coach Sampson, who we all kind of tend to forget about because he's just sort of sitting over there and, haven't been really good. But it's a good job, man. Let's squeeze in another call. Hopefully no babies on this one. Joe, mute your baby. What's up? Joe, you're on.
Hey, sports.
Hey, now.
How we doing?
We're doing sports.
All right. I'm a Redskins fan. My wife is an Eagles fan. I see the spread about a point here there. Who do you guys have in that one?
Man, I would hate to steer you wrong one way or the other. I think that game could go either way. If gun to head, I probably take the Redskins, but I don't necessarily feel good about it. I just trust the Redskins more at quarterback right now.
And yeah, they're at home. Although
they're at home getting a point.
Yeah, I'm back and forth on that game. I've gone both ways. I just don't have a good enough opinion on it. But we will go over all of these in the at 5 o'clock. So if there's a game you want to hear specifically about, we will hit them all. Man, I had such a hard time finding any plays in the NFL this week.
It's tough, man.
I really want to bet the Falcons, and why is this line so low? Maybe I'm overthinking it, but they did lose their offensive coordinator. I just don't think the Bears are any good, but I can't make myself pull the trigger on it.
Yeah.
But, we'll talk about that. Did you see, I always kind of like these inside stories on ESPN, but, Mike Greenberg's show is supposed to debut in less than 4 months, right?
Finally.
Yeah. Well, the guy for Sporting News reporting that Michelle Beadle is emerging as a contender to join the program.
Okay.
I can't imagine a show I'd want to see less than Greeny and Michelle Beadle.
That's going to be the TV show, right?
Yeah, yeah. But apparently they'd have to pay Beadle a bunch of money to do it. And
does she have some other gig going?
Yeah, she's doing what the hell else is she doing right now?
Sports Nation.
Yeah, Sports Nation and NBA Countdown. So yeah, but Greeny's making $6.5 million a year to do the show.
What?
Yeah.
God, ESPN just doesn't learn. They just don't learn. They pay these guys stupid money, and then...
And I wonder, how are you going to get enough advertising? Are you going to get more advertising on that show than you were from Mike and Mike on radio?
Who likes Mike Greenberg so much that they're like, you know what? I'm going to get up early and watch his show just because I love Mike Greenberg's sports takes so much. I have to listen, or I have to watch.
I think there's probably people on the East Coast that would do that.
I've got no interest.
Yeah, but I mean, I think his market is more East Coast. So.
Well, all right. Yeah, I don't get it. But yeah, I think that's a mistake if they're paying that dude $6+ million.
And they're speculating here that you'd have to pay Beadle more than that. Like, are you kidding
you're
me?
Oh, you're kidding me? Michelle Beadle is like, she's a filler.
At least Greeny's established. Yeah, that's pretty bizarre.
Well, I don't know.
Come on, ask you guys part of this Houston Radio Initiative for the food bank. Well, guess what?
Yeah, tell us about that, Fred.
Here's another great way to help and serve our community. Houston radio stations are teaming up today to raise funds for the Houston Food Bank. All funds raised will stay local and nourish our community, providing food and supplies to those who need it most. Go to houstonfoodbank.org/Houston Radio to make a monetary donation. Help heal, help rebuild. That's houstonfoodbank.org/Houston Radio. So there we go. So yes, we are a part of that. 713-780-ESPN. We're going to, one thing I want to do, I've been talking about how I'm going to raise some money. So like all my pregame picks money is going to go to this, but I also want to make sure that our folks over in the Golden Triangle, that some of the money that I raised from that and from the thing we're going to do at the Breeders' Cup, I want a lot of that to go over there too, because I don't want to forget about those guys. I know they went through a lot too.
No doubt.
It's not just going to be Houston that we're going to raise money for here over the next few months.
All right, guys. Sorum Vasai and Chocolatito 2 coming up on Saturday night. That's tomorrow night. It's finally here, the rematch of one of the best fights of the year so far, and a contender for fight of the year. Both guys, all action. Chocolatito, in my opinion, one of the best pound for pound in the world. I thought it was a really shaky decision that let Sorum Vasai win that thing. Chocolatito, I expect to come out and just dominate this thing tomorrow night. So it's going to be a great fight. It's going to be a fun fight, an action fight, and I expect Chocolatito to come out and make a statement. And then following the fight, 24/7 Canelo Golovkin, comes on right after the fights. It's the final installment of that series, which always does such a great job, always nominated for sports Emmys. It's a really in-depth look behind the scenes as these fighters get ready for this big fight. That's tomorrow, September 9th, big night of boxing on HBO. First, live at 9:15 Central Time. It's a must-see super flyweight triple header featuring the championship rematch between Sorum Vasai and Chocolatito. And after live boxing, don't miss 24/7 Canelo Golovkin. And you know where to find it, guys. It's only on HBO.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. This is reading the rest of this story about how ESPN's worried about first things first with Chris Carter, Nick Wright, and Jenna Wolf. Really? They still have like a 3-4-1.
Who runs that place? That's so strange, the things they worry about.
Yeah, well, I guess the whole FS1 thing has them concerned. But
why? FS1's done nothing but fail.
I know, and they've spent a bunch of money on
these
guys, too.
And then ESPN's like, well, we got to do what they're doing. No, they're failing.
You're beating them.
Stop trying to do what, just because they're overpaying your crappy guys and making a bit and pushing a bunch of marketing dollars behind it, doesn't mean that that's what you have to compete with, because that no one's watching that.
Disco said, just past Lakewood, and they have LED signs that say, Lakewood Church Cares, praying for our city. I almost took a picture of that while I was – I just didn't want to do it while I was driving, because I saw that today, too.
You're responsible. That's why.
Ike says, I literally used to fantasize about punching Greeny in the face. Mm. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens there, because I think that show – the way those guys did it worked really, really well, and they had a lot of success. And sometimes when you break up a band, there's a lot of, sometimes one guy's successful, one guy's not. Sometimes nobody's successful. But when you have a successful show like they have, you're taking a chance by doing that, and we'll see how it works out. I think when Van Halen broke up, it was okay. David Lee Roth had a really nice solo career, did some great stuff with Steve Vai.
Yeah,
Van Hagar was pretty good, but we'll see if that works for them. I mean, it's always easy to look at something and say, well, if Greeny were doing this and Golic were doing this, then maybe we can double the benefits. But it'll be I'm curious. I mean, that show has been the anchor for their entire radio coverage.
Yeah.
It just tells me that, they I mean, and I guess you can't do it forever. But when you got something that works, why mess with it?
I don't get it.
Especially if you're going to pay him that much money. Can we please tell people, okay, I don't know if you saw this, but the Braves, who invited people to come to their game, then played Rock You Like a Hurricane between innings. Let's can we retire that damn song in terms at this time of year? If you want to do it during the winter, go ahead. But that's kind of a poor choice for all the people who, especially when you've invited all these people who are displaced from Florida to come to the game.
Yeah, it seems a little odd.
And you drop that in there.
Yeah.
I'd
go a different route.
So Braves official apologized, said Rock You Like a Hurricane is on home playlist, should have been pulled, won't be played again in this series.
Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah, and just also for those, if you're out doing karaoke this weekend, do not do that song.
Don't do that song.
No.
There's other songs.
That or Riding the Storm Out by REO Speedwagon. Let's take those out of rotation for just a while. Is that okay?
Just for a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't have to be that
maybe
long.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Man, maybe 2 weeks. Because, you know, we got everybody else is dealing with right. these. So, Kilted Beer Guy said, just drove by the Beltway that had the sink, all three lanes being filled with concrete for 100 yards.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's a lot of people still out of their homes. A lot of people still going to be dealing with this for a while. But, you know, that's it's unfortunate. But I do think in the end we're all going to come out of it fine. And we're all going to, you know, we're all going to make it.
We will persevere.
That's right. And what was the line from Outlaw Josie Wales? Indians vow to endeavor to persevere. Yeah.
It might be something like that.
Yeah, I think that's it. I've only watched that movie 6 million times. So, thank you for not forgetting about the little guys over here in the Golden Triangle. There are still houses with severe water levels and people being brought to work via boat still.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. But you know what?
There's no take the day off or no work from home. It's get in the boat. Get in your Uber boat.
Ugh. Well, and I think of our – obviously, we're based in Houston, but I think of our community as pretty much all the way to Lake Charles, like all of Southeast Texas, because that's where – a lot of our listeners are, and we're not going to forget about you guys, and we're going to do our part over there, too. So, somebody says, take out, don't have to live like a refugee also. That's probably a good one also. No karaoke songs by Katrina and the Wave. Riders on the Storm by the Doors. Yeah, I think all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, you're not being clever. I guarantee you somebody's going out tonight, they'll have a few drinks. I'm going to do Rocky Like a Hurricane. You know why, right? Because we had a hurricane. Yeah, no. That's one where your karaoke guy just keeps sliding you down the list. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And Blaine wanted to thank you for tossing the Survivor League out on the Facebook site. He was able to get in, so he's one of the 100.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That makes you special, sir.
Yeah.
When we were talking about Rush, did we mention the fact that he had to evacuate his home?
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah. So,
oh, the irony! It's a literal hoax. Oh God, we gotta get out,
Barry. What about blame it on the rain or here comes the rain? Can I sing? No, you can't, Barry. I can't imagine Barry doing karaoke. That I'd like to see. I'd actually pay money for that.
It might be pretty good.
Yeah, it would either be completely awesome or the worst thing ever, but if it were the worst thing ever, that would make it completely awesome too.
Yeah.
Eric, what about Texas flood? No. nothing like that. Let's keep it clean. Any thoughts on the NFL 6-game suspension for Josh Brown? Seems kind of odd to hand the suspension out after being hammered in the Zeke case.
I mean, I think it's sort of to take heat off what they did in the Zeke case.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I mean, that guy's never going to play again. He's an idiot kicker, so it doesn't really matter. But, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, so 5 o'clock, we will be doing our NFL against, we'll go over every game. And if you're into gambling, we'll give you some opinions, but if you're not, we're still going to preview the game. So you'll get a little look at everything. So if you're new to the show, that's how we do it. And I'm getting just hundreds of song things. And somebody, a fairly good idea from a texter. Maybe you should just do one night where you do all those and get them out of your system. That will be a night I do not go. I will not join you, but you feel free. You feel free. Rocky like a hurricane. Can I do one little non-sportsy thing real quick?
You can do two if you want.
You know how I hate corporate buzzwords?
Like what?
Like synergy. Strategic initiative, things like that. I hate those things. That was in my old job. Everybody talked like that, and it just like just please shut up.
I don't know anyone who talks like that.
Well,
I'm glad
because you're not in the.
I don't go into management meetings.
Well, you're not in the corporate world. If you were, you'd have to deal with this crap, which we don't really do that here in most of our meetings. Every now and then, there'll be a buzzword that pops out, and you just kind of groan. But for the most part, yeah, it's like, really? But they did a U.S. map showing the most overused business buzzwords in each state. Louisiana was synergize, which that's one I hate. Arizona build synergy, same thing. Nevada, increase productivity.
That makes sense.
Yeah, kind of does. Strategic initiative was Montana. And the most overused in Texas? Statement of duties.
Okay. What does that mean?
Duty.
John, grow up. What does that mean, statement of duty?
He's just trying to find somebody to play that stupid song. I know. That's all he did that for. Yeah, he just jumped in just so he could play that stupid song.
Grow up. I feel
it. Yeah.
Thank you. You're so childish, John.
One state, the most overused word is herd cats. For Hawaii, it's corporate values.
What state is herd cats?
I can't tell. It's one of those little ones on
New England state.
Yeah, it's up in that area.
It's probably Delaware.
Like Vermont. Could be Vermont.
Yeah.
But you know how when you get up there and all the states are kind of small and they've got them written really tiny, it's hard to tell what's where. So
I'm going to blame Delaware.
Okay, Delaware's probably fair.
That seems like the kind of
I'm going to go Delaware or Vermont.
Let's say herd cats. Mm. Guys, after a devastating devastating storm, also a devastating whore.
Or a defecate, yeah.
Like Hurricane Harvey, all of us native Houstonians are looking for local contractors they can trust and Allied Outdoor Solutions. These guys are local experts who can help with the initial stages of beginning to put your lives back together. Water damage, it can be hazardous. It can be dangerous for homes and businesses. It can cause damage to your foundation, short circuits in the electrical, and can lead to, obviously, biological pollutants. A quick assessment of the damage is going to prevent any additional loss, reduce restoration costs, and reduce the growth of mold. That's why it's so important to get a trusted local contractor to take care of the cleaning, demo, mitigation of water, and flood damage. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions today to get things going. 713-465-0400. They can take care of everything that's gone wrong with the flood. They can get all the drywall and the flooring and the cabinetry out of there. They can get the house dried out, and they can start to build you back up again, guys. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. They've got the experience, the training, and the equipment combined with the latest in technology to remove all the water damage materials. If it's your time of need, you're looking for a local name you can trust, look no further than Allied Outdoor Solutions. Check out the Harvey Restoration page at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. Running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I want to be your left hand, babe. I love you when you're singing that song, yeah.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.